This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online and Thaddeus McCarter of American Greatness. We came to reviewing that we've been reporting on the Russiagate hoax for 8 years. And one more time, we take a bite at the apple as the new Attorney General releases documents that point to a talking prank, a campaign trick, electioneering by the outgoing Obama team, national security team, including the president and the vice president himself, knowledgeable of the prank, the trick, the smear. Not that there was Russian interference or surveillance in the campaign or in the election, but that after the election, the Obama team chose to recognize the Steele dossier as information. And Andy here comments on the FBI and what it did or did not do once it had the Steele dossier much earlier than the Obama team. Andy estimates in September of 2016. What the Bureau did and didn't do with what we know now and knew then was hokum. Here's Andrew McCarthy. More of this tonight.
Well, I would say this, John. We know, and we've discussed this before, that the Bureau, which had the dossier from the middle of 2016, and the Bureau agents who were investigating Crossfire Hurricane, who say they got it in September of 2016, they didn't do anything to try to corroborate it until late January of 2017. Which to me is about as irresponsible as it gets. And I think we can infer that they knew it was hokum by the fact that they didn't do the rudimentary things the Bureau always does to try to verify information.